Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, and lest we forget, the Discord server, the MeWe group, and the Facebook group. You know, I'm sure I'm forgetting other shit. So, before I delve into tonight's topic, oh man, today's been a it's been a challenging day, okay? I don't speak much of it. I have a chronic sciatica. It's background noise. I don't think much of it. It's there. You know, I go to physical therapy, but today, my left hip felt like somebody was grinding sand in my joint. Not good at all. So this is one of those days when I realized, yeah, there's that issue and problem. So if, and also it's one of those days where I try to explain this, like I'm like half a step behind myself. You know, my reaction speed's like a half second off. Tonight, the waiter came with the menu. Rich and I were having Italian food. He comes with the menu. And I was like, it took me a second to realize what he was coming with. And then when the food came, he's trying to ask, who has the ravioli? He was speaking some foreign language to me until I realized there was plates of food over there. So, yeah, for all I know, I could also be, the sinus issues could be, this could all be fucking linked, right? You know, I could be like, you've had a low-grade flu for the last 2 weeks. Oh, great, fucking it. I don't know that yet. I'm just spitballing, and I figure who else is going to listen to me but my wife when I bitch or complain, but my listeners. So thank you for letting me vent. I try to avoid doing so, unless it's about Kickstarters and other projects. So what I wanted to mention, what I wanted to bring up, what I wanted to talk about was that I am toying with, therefore I'm spitballing right now, I'm spitballing to you, the idea of doing a weekly YouTube series. And it would not replace an episode of the podcast. It would not replace, you know, the podcast is daily. The blog is daily. It's not going to do that. And this shit would not be daily. But once a week, I'd like to start reviewing and looking at some of the excellent physical products that I have received from back in Kickstarters or whatever, even going down to the complete strategy store, picking it up on Amazon. Something like Old School Essentials, I could talk about it and tell you, hey, this is a great book. It's a great box set. I have both. The book is great. You got the ribbons, but the box set is individual hardcover books, and there's five of them. So you only got to take with you what you need. You know what? That all sounds fine and dandy when you're listening to me, but you're not seeing the quality of the books, which are fucking amazing. Same thing goes for the Midderlands. I can talk about the Midderlands, and I probably should, and I actually have to bring Glenn Seal back onto the podcast, but that's not it, right? I want to be able to talk about the physical product, show it, ruffle those fucking pages, and you could all see it, at least those of you who are interested in it. I don't expect the YouTube channel to get the same viewership as that will reflect all the listeners here, but it's just another avenue where I'd like to share with this community. So, with that in mind, now I could do it from my desk. If I do it from my desk, well, besides the fact that you get the pile of shit behind me, probably in the photo. I don't know. I got the dog in a room next to me. She's probably more likely to be vocal if I am flipping pages. She'd be like, Daddy, get me over there. And God forbid she realizes that it's a video. I don't think she would, but if she could, she'd want to be on it. She's an attention whore. You know, she is. And of course, I don't need cat ass walking in front of the camera. Which, if you've ever seen me on videos with Vince Florio, you've probably seen cat ass walk across my desk and situate itself right in front of the camera. not gonna happen. So I'm thinking about recording this in what we refer to now as Rachel's yoga room. I got a nice little recliner. I can put a table in front of it, set up the iPad, boom, boom, boom. Now, it used to be in the good old days that if I wanted to get somebody like, I don't know, Glenn Hallstrom to come on to an episode with me, if I was going to record for YouTube or whatever, but if I was going to record, I would use Hangouts and invite him into the Hangout and boom, 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 the two of us are there. I did that with Zach Glazer a number of times. I believe that that feature is now dead and done. And also, I think that with YouTube now, if you want to do live episodes, you need to have 1,000 people subscribe to your channel. I think I've got the bicentennial number of 76. So, you could do it on Facebook or the Facebook Live, but I don't know if you can take a Facebook Live, download it, and put it into YouTube. This is all shit that I got to figure out, and I will. But what I am asking by mentioning this from my listeners is, what releases, what books do you want to see? Stuff like I'm talking about here, recent stuff. Do you want to see old stuff? Do you want me to dig out my original Middle-earth role-playing? Or should I break out Tunnels and Trolls 2nd Edition? Maybe an actual, you know, what's it? Original Collector's Edition of D&D, the box set? Or maybe somebody's like, well, I haven't seen the Swords and Wizardry white box that was published by Brave Halfling a number of years ago. There's a lot of stuff I could bring out. And here's the thing. I could do a blog post about this stuff, but you know, it blog post won't get you my actual reactions. It'll get you the reactions I put down on paper. And I could do it here on the podcast, but then you ain't gonna see shit. Right? So, a conflict, right? And that's why I'm thinking a once-a-week episode, probably on YouTube. There are other video hosts. I know there's a lot of pushback on YouTube these days and their new restrictions or their new, policies. I don't think it's going to affect me all that much because even if I had an amazingly large viewership, it's still going to be small potatoes compared to everything else that's out there. So that's fine. But, and this is where it comes in. I can't offer up what you all want without knowing what you all want. So, let's do it this way. You can call, if you don't want to use the Anchor app, you can call 347-509-5168. 347-509-5168 and leave a message. I think that way you get 2 minutes. You can use the Anchor app and that way you get 1 minute, but then you can do what Joe does and he's just like, call you right back, call you right back, call you right back, and leave a series of messages. But I'm looking for your feedback. So, right? Not that hard. All right, folks. Last year, by the way, 2019, hugely successful for everything involving the tavern. I might actually do an episode on that in a day or two. Tomorrow, talking about Joe the Lawyer, tomorrow, Rich and I are going into Manhattan. We'll be at the Complete Strategist around 11 a.m. If anybody wants to come by, say hi. I'll be there with my wife, Rach, and Joe the Lawyer. And then Joe and I and Rach are going to record an episode of the podcast. Won't that be fun? Probably in a bar, because it's always more fun in a bar. Where did the adventure start? In a bar. Well, we always say a tavern, but really, it's in a bar. All right, folks. On that note, if you like what you hear on this podcast, or you don't like what you hear on this podcast, leave us a review. Leave us a rating. On whatever platform you listen. iTunes is awesome, but I guess it's no longer iTunes. iPodcast? whatever, wherever Apple has you listening now, or any of the other catchers, any other podcast catchers, feel free. Folks, be safe, be well. God bless. May the new year bring you much happiness, much blessings, and good tidings. Roll those dice well. And I will talk with you all, along with Joe and Rach, tomorrow. All right, folks. Later, later.